Hello and welcome to TD4FM. Today we will talk about bullying and cyberbullying. We have special guest who has a lot of stories to share with us.
Hello Harry, so my name is Timothy and I was a victim of bullying during school. I had a really hard time with that and I like to share my experience with the people there. I don't know where to start. So the kids were really mean to me, they called me names, and that really made me self-conscious to this day. I will have a really hard time talking in this radio because I'm afraid that people hearing this will be judging me and all.
Thank you, Timothy. We will now meet Betty, who has another experience to share with us.
I remember when I was in high school, one of my friends had her Facebook account hacked, and the hacker published many photos of her naked. I didn't know what to do to help her, so I asked for an email to try to log in, and I wrote a random password. Fortunately, I found the right password and I had access to her account, so I deleted all the photos and I finally closed her account.
Wow, people can be really mean. Thanks for sharing this, Betty. This was really courageous. Nichelle also has a story to share with us.
Good morning to each and every one of you. So today I'd like to share my story. I was once a victim of bullying back in my high school days. I was really depressed back then and I lost my self-confidence. I remember when my classmates would call me names that was really rude and mean. My advice for people who are going through what I've been through is just be strong, courageous, and live your life. Their opinions and comments should not affect you. Just do what makes you happy.
Thanks to all of you for sharing your experiences. But what do you think about bullying? What can be done about it? What's your opinion on the global subject?
My opinion is that really the parents of the bullies should really educate them better because it's the source of all the bad things, because there are not really told that this is mean and that their behavior is making other people's lives so bad. And this is my opinion of the subject.
My opinion about this is that establishments such as schools and universities should stand against bullying and raise an anti-bullying campaign. It is somehow their duty to look after their students' health, more likely their health, their mental health.
I think that it's more easy for a bully to use social media because they are not in front of the person they are bullying. These people are not courageous enough to confront the person face to face. Cyberbullying can be seriously traumatizing, and I hope that the victims can heal and move on in their life.
In the studio, we have two enemies that became good friends. They will share the evolution of their relationship with us.
Okay, basically I was in high school. I was minding my own business and I was so in love with this boy. His name was Fernando. Was so cute.
Yeah, he was handsome and cute.
Yes, she was a new girl. I didn't like her that much. I think she was kind of...
I was pretty back then.
Yes, and I didn't find her much beautiful, but then she started talking to my Fernando.
That's why he fell in love with me, because I was prettier.
Yes, but basically, we became real enemies back then. So Fernando left me.
He left her for me.
I was so sad.
But then Fernando also cheated on me. So yes. We become friends.
So girls.
We become friends and all that. We go to the restaurant. We make our nails.
We go to the movie theater.
How did you forgive each other?
Well, we went once in a pajama party.
Yeah.
We invited all our friends.
We danced on the girl just wanna have fun.
You know what?
It was so fun.
Girl stuff. So that's our story.
Yes. So becoming the best friend forever.
Pulling the problems apart and just wanting to have fun together. This is really inspiring. Thanks for listening to 34FM. Thank you at home and thanks to our guests. If you think your kids are the victims of bullying, really do talk to them and ask them some questions, because sometimes, well, they are too afraid to talk because their kids are threatening them or other really mean things. Do your job and save your kids from some horrible consequences. Thank you.